Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson inspires others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. This hit show invites you to participate in expressing and experiencing the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. Elizabeth is joined by world-renowned experts who provide true stories of overcoming adversity and how they aligned their values and beliefs to get clear on creating a vision and living their dream. They'll provide you with intuitive guidance, tools, techniques, and support to assist you in living with purpose and passion. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. Whether the topic is about health, family, work, relationships, finances, or spirituality, you'll be saying yes to live the life you were intended to live. Now, here is your host, Elizabeth Cookson.
Welcome. Yes, it is Elizabeth Cookson, and I am so excited that you're joining us today. This is going to be one amazing show. I just can't wait. So let's go ahead and get started right away. I just want to remind you to check out ElizabethCookson.com. That's C-U-C-K-S-O-N.com. I started my blogging last week. We've got our angel messages now each week on Sundays. So you can check out the forecast for the week. And then as the week goes on, you know, whatever tidbits show up from those angels, I just put that out on the blog, and we start teaching and we start chatting and sharing with each other. So I'm so excited to be doing that again and to be sharing with each of you and for you all to share with me. It has been a big, big pleasure to be doing this again. I also want to let you know that today is my last show on Transformation Talk Radio, so it is a very, very special show for me today. And not that I'm saying goodbye, this is just a little mini transition while I'm working on a couple of other things, so please, please, please connect with me on Facebook, check out my website, and as you'll hear momentarily, we have a very amazing opportunity for you that if you go and visit the website today, check out my front page, you'll be able to opt in to win a reading. But I'm going to share a little bit more about how you're going to be eligible for that. So let's go ahead and get started with that. Sandra Champlain is my special guest today, and she is a top graduate of the Culinary Art Institute, and she owns the Kent Coffee and Chocolate Company in Connecticut, and she travels with world-class race car teams providing hospitality in the American Le Mans and Grand Am Series. However, her fear of dying and skepticism led her on a 15-year journey to discover the undeniable proof of life after death and the reason we experience grief. And after the death of her father, she created How to Survive Grief, a free audio that was quickly heard by thousands worldwide. And she's just an amazing, amazing woman. So, Sandra, I want to bring you on because today is a very special day, and you have something very important that I want you to share right out of the gate.
Hi, Elizabeth. I'm so grateful to be here. And what you want me to share is today I'm doing something called a book launch. And what that is for, I never knew what that meant. That is to get as many people in one day to go purchase my book on Amazon.com to try to bring it to a bestseller status. And the point of that is when something's a bestseller, one, it's more credible in the eyes of a reader, but also it can get a lot of momentum and the book can get in a lot of hands. So as we talk a little bit today, everybody will understand why I am so passionate about having as many of these books printed and out in the world as possible.
So why don't you share where people can pick up your book, the name of your book, and then we'll get started right away because I am very excited to talk about this. Obviously, it's something near and dear to my heart.
Okay. The name of my book is called We Don't Die, A Skeptic's Discovery of Life After Death. And again, my name is Sandra Champlain, and the best way to get the book is to go to WeDon'tDieBook.com. And there's a site there that'll take you to Amazon to buy the page. But in addition, I must have 40 people, including Elizabeth, that have donated bonus gifts, and that if you feel certain to buy a book today, we're going to really give you a thank you gift for that. So at that page, you'll get to see all the bonuses and how you can retrieve them. So WeDon'tDieBook.com.
I know. I was so impressed with the number of people that were offering their services to support you in this book launch. It just shows how amazing, how heartfelt your book is, and how many people believe and what you were writing about and are passionate about it, that they're willing to give their services. And these, the gifts are amazing. I was like, wow.
I know.
Very, very generous offer. So definitely go check it out. We'll definitely be sharing that link throughout the show today. But let's go ahead and get started, Sandra. I want to talk a little bit about, why did you choose to write We Don't Die?
Well, it goes back to a fear that I had. Gosh, it started back around 1996 that I woke up one day, Elizabeth, and just had a tremendous fear of dying. And yeah, I'd lost my grandfather when I was a kid, and I had lost some pets, but nothing current. But it was a fear so severe that I'd have panic attacks, and I couldn't sleep at night. Mm. And God forbid I looked at the stars and started thinking, what's it all about, you know? And it led me to start questioning my faith, and I grew up Catholic, and religion's great, but I couldn't find proof. All I kept finding was faith. And so I was led on a journey that I didn't tell anybody about, through science, through medicine, dabbled a little bit about in the psychic world, the angel world. And you have to know that I'm somebody who has spent my life making fun of people that believed in spiritual methods. So Elizabeth, 15 years ago, if we had met, I wouldn't be listening to your show, and I wouldn't be talking about what I'm talking about, because that stuff's crazy. People should really get a life and pay attention to what's important and getting into that. So I was so opinionated and so right that that stuff wasn't possible. Yet, you know, I had this fear of dying creep in that, like, I had to explore everything.
And it's amazing because, like I said before the show when we were chatting a little bit, there's so much that we have in common. And as I was reading through the book, and I think this happens to, I want to say, some of the recovering Catholics or those Catholics out there that say, yeah, I was taught to believe X and really weren't allowed to have the freedom to think outside of the box. And death was also something that I was very afraid of. And it was with my grandfather's passing. And it was... I was 16 years old, and one of the things that really struck me is, where is he? And they just put him in a box and put him in the ground, and I was devastated. It was like, okay, are you sure he's really gone? I mean, he's in a box. He's in the ground. And for me, it was really disturbing because I really didn't get that connection of the soul leaving the body.
No.
Right? It's just a shell. And for a 16-year-old, it was devastating. And I had the same fear, and I actually went into med school so that I could really grasp the concept that when people are gone, they're gone. So I was somewhat like you in having, I needed proof. It was like a Dan and Thomas.
Right.
I needed everything that I could to understand. And in your book, you give so many awesome examples of how you researched and how you went just truly through to figure out, what is this really all about? So one of the things that I wanted to ask you about is, you know, you shared a little bit, or I shared a little bit earlier about grief. And what information have you shared with others about grief that you've seen these amazing results that led you to write this book?
Well, it's going to start with myself, because just to let the listener and yourself know, I was so against telling anybody about my journey, because now I turned into one of those people that believed in these things. So the last thing that I was going to do is tell anybody, because God forbid, you know, they ask, oh, do you see a dead person around me? You know, those kind of questions. I didn't want to be ridiculed. And it wasn't until my dad was diagnosed with cancer in January 2010, that I moved in with him and his lady friend down in Florida and spent the last 5 months of his life with him. And in that process, I'm usually the same person you hear right now, happy-go-lucky, love all people, want to make a difference. But in the few months just before Dad's death, I became what I want to call a different person. A lot of anger, a lot of fear, lost my memory. I just couldn't sleep. I couldn't figure it all out, you know. Plus, you know, I'm losing my dad, and we got very, very close. I spent every morning and every night by his side in the hospital room or hospice or nursing home. And also in that time, I had a very dear, loving two sisters and a brother, and we had sworn we'd never become one of those crazy families when we lose a parent. And we actually started fighting so severely around the time of Dad's death and after that it caused our relationship to just terminate. And so not only did Dad die, but I lost the relationship with my siblings, couldn't see my nieces and nephews, and was in such a deep, dark place. And many listeners and yourself know when we're grieving, it hurts really bad. And, you know, I'm not a person that would contemplate suicide, but I was so, so depressed that I could see where someone would think that would be an option. And so in that, I don't know where the light bulb started shining and just said, this must be grief. And Elizabeth, I just started digging on the internet just to help myself, you know, what is this and why am I feeling it and what in the heck has happened within my family? You know, because it's one thing when you're mourning the loss of somebody who's dead, you can't see them again. It's another thing to be mourning the loss of some people that are still alive that you can't see again.
So absolutely. And Sandra, we're going to have to take a commercial break.
Okay.
But I want everybody to stay tuned because when we come back, Sandra's going to share a little bit about how we still can connect with those on the other side. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Hi, this is Davy Jones, and you're listening to the one and only WBLQ.
Oh, I could hide beneath the wings of the bluebird as she sings.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com. Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 100 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
And you are listening to From the Heart with your host, Elizabeth Cookson, and my special guest today is Sandra Champlain, and we are talking about We Don't Die, and what an amazing song Chrissy brought in to say higher love. Sandra, we are talking about a higher love. We're talking about this higher connection, and when our foundation gets a little bit, you know, rocky and shattered, when we lose someone, we go through grief, which is what you were sharing just right before commercial break. So I want you to go ahead and share with the listeners again how they can pick up your book today, because there's so many amazing free gifts if they buy that book today.
Yeah, I have a big smile on my face right now sitting here. The name of my book is We Don't Die, and the website to pick up the book today is wedontdiebook.com.
Awesome. So let's talk a little bit again about grief and, you know, that, I don't want to say like that tsunami of emotions that goes through our body when we're grieving. And, you know, I know one of the things that we talked a little bit too about is, you know, there's different things that happen to our brain and our chemistry when we're grieving. Can you share a little bit about that?
I can, because people, you know the regular signs of grieving, that you'll be angry, you'll be depressed and be in shock and things like that, go through denial. But going through grief is almost like I hate to use this comparison, but a drug addict or an alcoholic that is no longer getting their fix. So we are no longer chemically connected to a person or a pet or sometimes a job or, you know, something like that that we love. And so the brain has to readjust for its new reality. It's tremendously painful. And literally going through the grieving process is like going through withdrawal, in that I tell people, you can't just turn off grief. You can't just decide to be another way. It doesn't work like that. The only way to get through it is really to get through it. And there's something that people don't know, and this is the big jackpot, if you will, that had me so passionate about writing the book and writing and creating that free audio, is when we're grieving, part of our brain literally shuts down. We're not producing enough of a neurotransmitter. And what that neurotransmitter does is it controls our emotions. So that's the reason why we're angry, we get depressed. It also controls our memory, our perception, and our communication centers. And why I feel this is so important is everybody knows of families that have come apart when someone dies. Or so often, marriages end if a child dies, or if a spouse is diagnosed with cancer, for instance. Very often there's a 90% chance that couple will get divorced. Well, why is that? Well, because we lose this serotonin in our brain, and we lose this memory, perception, communication center, we cannot really communicate with people in our life. The problem is we don't know it. So just a quick, for instance, my sister and I were talking about the care of my father, and I knew she was going to take my information and report into my other sister and brother. And so she was really mad at me because she says, "You said this." And I'm like, "No, I didn't." I said this. "Oh, you said this." And it went back and forth. And finally, she got clear what it is I was trying to say to my siblings. Well, unfortunately, what did she bring back to my brother and sister? The wrong message. So I labeled her as lying, she's out to get me, when in reality, she probably really believed she heard it that way. So when people are grieving, there's no compassion for what we're going through. Hence, therefore, with all the anger, you know, all these fights. And so my main purpose is to let people know how to be compassionate with each other, what the grieving journey is going to be like. That's why, you know, a book on grief might not necessarily be a number one bestseller, but I've got the goods on the life after death. And anytime you look at the New York Times bestseller list, there's always one or two up there. So I figured, write a book about life after death, put in a chapter of grief, and I tell you what, if you're experiencing grief and you read and you believe your loved ones are with you and you get the tools to help yourself ease the pain of grief and live your life, I mean, you can. So often people will stop living themselves when someone dies. And this book empowers you to live a powerful life, ease the pain, and go after your dreams with relationships that work.
Absolutely. And you know, one of the things that I really want to jump into, because we'll have a break here in about 5 minutes, and I think this is a perfect transition, is sharing a little bit about the voice. I love this in the book. And sharing about that voice in your head, and you know, making that ego our amigo. So let's jump into that and talking a little bit about what the difference is between the voice and the soul self that you're writing about in your book.
Did you just say make the ego our amigo?
Yes, I did.
I've never heard that. That's brilliant. So the difference between the voice that I describe and our soul self. At any time during the day, we all know this. We are living with this little voice in our head. Should I do this? Shouldn't I do this? Do I want to eat this piece of chocolate cake? No, I shouldn't, because I'm going to blow my diet. Should I call this girl? Is she going to take, you know, can I go out on a date? No, she probably won't like me. So there's this nonstop chatter going on in our brain. And I really believe that part of being human is to have that. We certainly can't turn it off. But I want people to know that voice is based on our past. It tries to keep us safe. Now, I don't mean necessarily safe, but it knows that if you ate a whole birthday cake one evening and you didn't hurt yourself, you can do that again. So it gives you permission to do things that you can't always do, and they aren't always for your best. So that little voice in your head, once we realize, first of all, it's not us talking. You know, because my little voice can tell me it's okay to have the birthday cake, and then it'll yell at me for doing that. So that is not us. That is not our higher selves. And I do believe that voice keeps us from believing that we actually are these divine, powerful beings that don't die. So when we can quiet our minds, a lot of people call it meditation. Some people call it being in the present moment. When we can quiet that little inner chit-chat, I believe that's when this higher source, I call it the soul self, can show up. It's just, if you're listening to the little voice, who's really listening? That's your soul self. And why this is so important is because, well, there's a few reasons. People wonder, how do mediums and psychics do what they do? There's also inventors that have created, like Henry Ford and Einstein and all kinds of people that have really come up with some incredible things. Well, they attribute that to being able to quiet their mind to this present moment. And I believe myself that when we can be in the present moment, literally, even, you know, you don't necessarily have to have your eyes closed and be going, you know, and doing anything like that. But if you could be just 100% paying attention to what it is you're doing, if you're petting your cat, for instance, all you do is you feel the fur beneath your fingertips, 100% present. If you are listening to music, 100% paying attention to every crisp, clear note. That is where your soul self can arise. And that is where, whether it's getting an idea for a great invention, having a divine idea, a lot of people are this relaxed with their brain in the shower or in the, you know, in the bathtub and have a great idea then. Well, that's because that's when you're communicating with your soul self. And, which we can get into in a little while, where our deceased loved ones are after they pass, I believe that when we quiet our mind to that same place, that is where I've been successful, probably yourself, in doing medium readings and accurately telling people who the deceased are around them. Our minds have to be quiet. And I say that we can all do this, and we can all be in communication with those we have lost.
Oh, definitely. And one of the things that I have found, and I don't know if you've experienced this as well, the more and more that I practice letting that voice in my head, you know, chat. And that was, I'm trying to remember back. I think it was Don Miguel Ruiz and the Four Agreements. And when I was reading his book, I thought, oh, how interesting. I'm going to try this activity where I play a game with that voice in my head, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, all right, ego, it's like, okay, you really don't want that piece of cake, Elizabeth. You really don't need it. It's like, oh, but it would be fun, right? And so I would think of it as a game. And I started to do that more because I had that voice talking to me all the time, but it was not the spirit voice. It was the ego voice. And it was telling me what not to do and that I was not good enough, I was not smart enough. It was all the words I've heard from people in my life, but not that higher voice. And right. So one of the things, the more and more I played a game with my ego, the more that I practiced, I realized it would say, Elizabeth, it's okay. So it wouldn't be me saying, it's okay to go. It would use my name, like I would hear it as third person. And so I don't know if that was me playing a game that slowly I moved that out of that ego space and could really tell when that soul self came in because it was not from the I or me space, but from a third person and very light, very loving, very almost like free flowing. And I know we got to take a commercial break. But we're definitely going to chat about this at commercial because it's been an interesting experience, and we'll share with the listeners when we come back. Stay tuned.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
And welcome back. You are listening to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson and my very special guest today, Sandra Champlain. And she has launched her book today, We Don't Die. And Sandra, would you share where people can pick up your book?
Yes, they can. They can go to WeDon'tDieBook.com. And there's all kinds of great bonuses as a thank you for picking up your book today.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Yes, it is. I was, like I said, when I went out there to look at all the bonuses, I was like, wow, you have just like amazing support and no wonder, because the book is truly a gift. I would recommend that when you're buying your books today, everyone, don't buy just one, buy a couple, because you're definitely going to want to give these to your friends as gifts. Because one of the things that I'd like to touch on a little bit, we were talking about our egos, and I wanted to share that a little bit, because what happens is we get a lot of thoughts and so forth into our head, which really leads us along a certain journey. But one of the things that Sandra is sharing with her book that I think is just brilliant is, why are we really here? And it really tunes us into why we truly don't die. And so I want to start with why we're here on Earth and what we're here for, because I think the intro to that was just brilliant. It makes me truly think every single moment, Sandra, wow, okay, I'm looking at something and I'm appreciating a totally different way.
Yes. Well, the story I like to tell, and I tell everybody to just pretend just for a minute, and come with me to a place in the clouds. We can call it heaven or the hereafter, but come with me just, you know, with the clouds, and it's just beautiful music and everything you want. Just at a snap of the finger, it's all there. All the nicest souls, all you have is nice conversations. Everything is nice, nice, nice. The only problem is, for eons and eons that you're spending your days and nights here, it gets boring. So I say that our little soul that is up there in the clouds one day sees a big line forming, almost like when Space Mountain first opened at Disney World. You know, it's a 45-minute wait from, 45-minute wait from this point. And so this little soul says, well, what is this? You know, and another soul says, don't you know it's planet Earth? There's a place that we can go, that we can experience all kinds of things, not just nice and perfection. There's emotions. You get five senses. You get to smell and taste and touch and see and hear. Oh, my gosh, you're going to get a body. It's just going to be great. There's so much to learn and to grow. And so this little soul is given a guidebook. And when it travels to planet Earth, it gets to pick what it wants to learn the most. And we get to go to planet Earth lots of times as a soul, and we keep coming back to this place called heaven in between. And so the little soul says, well, you know, I want to be independent. You know, I want to be loving. I want to be courageous. So the little soul gets on this tram, almost like a roller coaster, and next thing you know, it opens its eyes. Well, the one thing I forgot to mention is the little soul was told, by the time you get to planet Earth, you're going to forget who you really are. You're going to have this voice in your head that this is a companion with you on the journey. But you're going to forget, so that while you're there, you're given opportunities to grow, opportunities to be loving, opportunities to be forgiving. There's going to be pain. There's going to be pleasure. But ultimately, it's for our soul growth. So true or false, Elizabeth, to live a life empowered by the fact, one, that our life is the way it is because we made it this way. Everything we have in front of us or don't have, well, We made it this way. So what that does is instead of being a victim, it puts us in the driver's seat. And when we're in the driver's seat, we can control anything. Now, I was not in control when my dad died, right? It was the most horrific, painful, awful experience. And I miss him terribly, no matter what I believe. However, had I not gone through that, and had I not looked through the lens of, well, what if I did pick this? You know, what is the gift out of this happening? Well, the truth is, had my siblings not behaved the way they did, had I not behaved the way I did, had Dad not suffered terribly and died a horribly sad, painful death, my book would never have been written. I would have never found the information about grief. And I have to tell you, one thing I hadn't mentioned is I've had people write me that have chosen not to commit suicide. I've had people that have said that they've been able to work through a death with their loved ones as opposed to coming apart. I do believe my little soul came to heaven, to came to earth to really make a profound difference. And I still have my battles. I do. I mean, I battle my weight. I'm still single at 47. What's wrong with me? Will someone ever love me? You know, so I still have the voice. I'm not perfect. But being empowered that we each have a purpose, everything that we're experiencing, even the bad, look to see how you're growing from it. And sometimes that's very, very difficult, and I can understand that. But even looking back in you, Elizabeth, I mean, you've had some really horrible, tough times in your life. But looking back, you can see that they had to happen the way they did for you to be mm-hmm. where you are now.
Yeah, and I actually look at them as gifts. Because, yeah. you know, when we have so many of these things come up, you're like, why me? And then you're like, God, I mean, really? Another one? Another event?
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, how much more do you think I can really handle? And then you start to realize, okay, wait a minute. There's actually a gift in all of this. One of the things that you didn't mention, but when I was reading that chapter about how the emotions, you know, that we got to pick three emotions, but in the fine print, we don't get those three things and we have to experience them on Earth, right?
Yes,
on the little
right.
form when we come down. And I thought, I know what mine are. Mine are peace, truth, and freedom. And it's probably, I thought, okay, you know, I want peace. I want everybody to speak their truth. I need freedom. And those are the three things that come up to me from a heart virtue standpoint that, you know, I want so badly for everyone to get along. I want everybody to be friends. I want
yeah.
everybody to speak their truth. Otherwise, it's like, now, granted, when you really realize, people always are speaking their truth because it's what they speak, right?
Right.
So it's their, it is their truth. But the third piece is freedom. And sometimes I feel like a cat in a bag.
Aww.
It's like, I just want to get out. I want to travel. I want to do this. I want to do that. But I have commitments and, you know, obligations. And so I'm thinking, I know exactly what Sandra meant.
mm-hmm.
And so I'm experiencing those three things constantly in my life. And how do I embrace those experiences so that I can truly say, I visited the planet Earth and I read my manual. I experienced true peace. I experienced truth and I experienced freedom. In a completely and different way than I did the other senses and gifts that I, you know, that I just received as part of my package down to the planet Earth, right?
Right.
But these are my three struggle points. And it's so interesting because I really am now experiencing those things in a different way. This is just one of many, many, many things that Sandra mentions in her book that you're going to really sit down and go, wow, I never thought of it that way, right? It's that aha moment.
And talking about the vastness of the universe, I talk a little bit about quantum physics, how everything
yeah.
really is energy. Well, you know, I was so opinionated that I was right. There's no such thing as life after death, no spirituality, you know. And it reminds me, we've all heard this story. For thousands of years, people believed that the Earth was flat. And they would
right.
fight over it. People got killed because they believed the Earth was round. And so it is so hard for I mean, if I were listening to the show 15 years ago, I probably wouldn't be. You know, I wasn't open to it. But it's the same thing. It's like we got to look maybe from a different lens that, you know, the earth is round and we don't die. And one of the things, you touched on it briefly, but I teach people something called remote viewing. And this is a art of quieting the mind. And it really is a ESP, extrasensory perception technique, that, for instance, you could have a magazine in front of you that you've never opened, and you quiet your mind, you envision, and you just make up what pictures are in there, have a notepad with you, start writing down things. Oh, you see a bicycle, you see Abe Lincoln, you see Statue of Liberty, you see a butterfly, you see a dragonfly, you see whatever those things may be, and your mind might come up with 50, 60 different images. You start flipping through that magazine, and 80, 90% of those pictures are within the magazine. That, and there's different ways to do remote viewing, but that leaves, well, left me when I first learned it, and leaves other people pretty shocked. Like, there's no explanation except for there must be a bigger picture if we are able to either see into the future, see inside a magazine, see what's on somebody's dining room table 3,000 miles away. So to open people up by, you know, we really are all energy. You put a camera inside our molecule or an atom inside us, and there's nothing there. It's invisible. You know, we are vibrating energy. Even the wireless internet is around us. We can't see that, or we can't see radio waves, but they're real. You know, we can't see heaven. We can't see a vibration of our deceased loved ones, but trust me, they're real.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, and I think you mentioned this even in the book, is that heaven is actually on earth. So make heaven on earth, right? Yeah. Appreciate all the gifts that you have. Appreciate everything that you have right here, right now, in the present moment. If you guys are driving home from work, if you got your kids in the back of the car, remember, this moment is what you have. Not the moments from the past and what's coming in the future, because you have what's right here, right now. So be grateful for what you have at this very moment. Let your loved ones know how much you love them. You know, for many of us, including Sandra, we've lost so many loved ones in our lives that, you know, we're like, wow, we wish we could say, you know, we had them today. We wish we could give them that hug. We wish we could really say our goodbyes. When we come back, Sandra's going to share how you can talk with your loved ones. We'll be right back after this message.
Get ready for Intentional Living with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
What if being you created the change you would like to see in this world? What if there are tools to help you access you? This is Gwenna Rice, Access Facilitator and the Questionable Parent, and I'm teaming up with Access Facilitator and former NFL running back Ricky Williams to teach Access the Bars Foundation and Level 1, 5 days to change your life, in Seattle, February 8th to the 12th. For details, go to accessconsciousness.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
You say yes, I say no. You say stop, but I say go, go, go. Oh no. You say goodbye, and I say hello.
Well, hello, back to From the Heart Radio. This is Elizabeth Cookson with my very special guest, Sandra Champlain, and I'm almost in tears. There's a couple reasons that song was played, but that was a really interesting song, Chrissy, to pick, because we're talking about loved ones and lost loved ones, and when my father passed away, being an intuitive, I looked at my mom, and I asked her to open the curtain because my dad was saying, hey, it's time for me to go. You know, I'm saying yes, I can go. My mom's saying no. And I said, Mom, if you just open the curtain, Dad's ready to go. That's your permission. And we had at least 10 minutes of, you know, Catholic prayers and rosaries and things like that. And my mom opened the curtain, and my dad passed away.
Mm, wow.
And, oh, Daddy, go. I love you. Go, baby, go. And it was just like I could just watch his soul just fly out of his body. It was like the most beautiful, beautiful experience I've ever had. And so that song just reminded me, it brought me to tears because I remember when I said, go, Daddy, go, because he was also struggling with cancer. And when he left, the amazing freedom and lightness that I felt was such an amazing gift. It's like, wow. So thank you, Chrissy. And I know this is also my last show. I just want to remind everybody, please connect with me on Facebook. Make sure you go out to my website at ElizabethCookson.com. And I am sharing amazing blogs. I want you to share your feedback with me so that I can be of service to you. And Sandra, I want you to share you have an amazing CD.
I do. I've got a couple amazing things. I have a How to Survive Grief CD. I also have an audio called Reconnections that, like we're talking about quieting your mind and being able to connect with your deceased loved one. So I actually have a guided imagery meditation, and if we can go back to, it's my book launch today, and I'd love everybody to buy my book on WeDon'tDieBook.com. Everybody who purchases my book today will get a copy of those and a whole bunch of other things.
Oh, amazing other things. Amazing. Hey. Other great gifts.
Oh, sure.
So I know we're not going to have a whole lot of time, but you know, one of the coolest things that was a technique, and one of the things that I love about your book is you give homework. I do that. I think that is like the best way for people to truly, like, not just hear it and read it, but actually take active participation. So I love that about your book. So guys, when you pick up a book, just know you're going to have a little bit of homework, but I promise you it is going to make you 1,000 times better.
Happier.
For just doing the exercise. And happier. Yes, absolutely. A whole bunch of release is going to happen when you do these activities, so it's fabulous. So I don't know if you can spend maybe about 3 minutes just sharing with us a little bit about how you use your recordings to capture those voices from the other side.
Yes, there is something called electronic voice phenomena. And this might occur to some people as strange, because it did to me, but it really is taking a digital tape recorder, voice recorder, or now people are doing it on iPhones, and recording, I know why you're laughing because you did it, recording the sound of almost nothing, like a shower, water running in the background, rain. Some people have a fan on in the background. And what happens is first of all, you don't need to go to a medium to get in touch with your loved one. Your loved one, whether you can see them or not, they're right in front of you. They don't spend time hovering around you all the time, because I believe in the hereafter. There's work to do. There's more education. But they're only a thought away. So if you need to get in touch with them, listen to my Reconnections audio, and you can get in touch with them right away. But electronic voice phenomena is creating a digital recording. And so the sound of the raindrops or the sound of background water noise or something goes into the recorder, and our loved one can actually manipulate the sound within the recorder so that when it gets played back, there's a voice on it. And as strange as that sounded, I mean, I had to witness this to believe it myself, and it's the real deal. I was alone in the cabin, and I was trying this out, and I imagined my grandparents and my aunt and uncle at the foot of my bed, and I really wanted this to be real because, you know, I tapped into all the medium things, but this sounded really too good to be true. And I just said to my invisible friends here, I said, if you guys are here and this is real, you have to talk loud, because, you know, I really wasn't buying into it 100%. And now there's nobody around. The only thing I recorded was the sound of the raindrops. And when I played the recording back, well, first of all, before I press record, I said, I'll say goodnight after we do this. And so what came up on the recorder was a man's voice saying, goodnight, Sandra. And then two women whispered goodnight. And then another man's voice said goodnight. And it was that just, it kind of blew me away, because now suddenly this is real, 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 real. Electronic voice phenomena, EVPs, they call it. I went on to work with about 200 people just giving this away, sitting with them, quieting our minds, saying a little prayer, holding hands, you know, envisioning that person with us, and pressing the record button. And 100% of the times they heard something. A lot of times it was their name. It was an I love you. It takes a lot of work for our loved ones on the other side to do this. And so don't think you're going to get a recording right away. It may take dozens of times, and also dozens of times for our loved one to practice doing it. But on my links and on my website and in my book, I actually give the instructions of how to do the electronic voice phenomena, who the resources are, and certainly if anybody wants to write to me, Sandra@wedontdie.com will get to me, and I can certainly correspond and give you more information via email. But one thing, if I want you to take something away from this, is that you don't die. Your loved ones that you have lost are not lost. They're still around. We just can't see them. Your job is to live a powerful life. Go after your dreams. You're going to have heartaches. It's going to be tough times. Go after your dreams. Be courageous. Take new actions that you haven't taken before, and have new results. And love, 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 love. You're in relationships with people, all kinds of people. Really get your money's worth out of this life. And so those final moments when you close your eyes the last time on planet Earth, there's no regrets, and you know when you open your eyes again, you're going to be reunited with all of those that went before you.
How beautiful, and thank you so much for sharing today. You know what, I want to wish you the very best on your book launch, because it is absolutely an amazing book. I want everybody to go out and grab it. Definitely check out my Facebook page and my website. You'll find out a little bit more about Sandra's book launch on my blog. And once again, I want to thank you all for listening. I want to thank you all for sharing with me. Promise me you will continue to live in the present moment and come from the deepest part of your heart. Until we speak again, blessings and love. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson, an inspiration to others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. If you missed any part of this program or would like to get in touch with Elizabeth Cookson, please visit ElizabethCookson.com. Tune in each week on Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing hosts, incredible guests. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.